much role did the defensive pass pressure today have in this victory?
I mean, I thought it had a huge impact on the game, especially, you know, I'm going to say limit the passing game. They got a lot of their yards on a lot of screens. We didn't do a good enough job of, you know, kind of shutting that down. But I felt for the most part, you know, getting after them, what was it, 7 sacks or something like that, and constantly being under, you know, being harassed back there. I mean, it definitely has to impact the quarterback and you know, make them second guess at times. But, yeah. I mean,
how big is this win? I mean, in the context of keeping the hopes alive.
Well, I mean, it's exactly that. I mean, it keeps our hopes alive. We understood very much where we were at in the season, and you know, unfortunately, we put ourselves in this situation. But it was, you know, we kind of recognized it as a 5-game season, and we had to, you know, playoff mentality, very much similar to last year. So we had to get this win, and you know, it took more than 60 minutes, but we got it, and we're, you know, right on path. So. We have Cleveland next week or something, so, you know, on to Cleveland, and hopefully we can get ourselves another one.
Going back to the pass pressure, you talk about sacks coming, bunches, et cetera. Can you talk about your game, how impactful you felt today?
I mean, I felt good. You know, coming off a, you know, muscle strain, there's always a little, you know, hesitancy to really cut it loose, especially as a pass rusher, just, you know, fighting with guys who are 300-plus pounds and burning corners and everything. But it felt good. I was able to do a lot of things. You know, that I wanted to, and you know, furthermore, it was good to see, you know, guys like Kenny back out there and making plays, just because you know, you got mainstays of your defense, and need to get out there and help make plays, especially in this pivotal part of the season. So we felt good about that, and we felt real good about our you know, getting after the quarterback.
When you see young guys like Clark and Lowry and Fackrell make impacting plays, how do you feel?
I feel great. You know, I mean, it feels great for everybody. Just you know, obviously seeing Fackrell we'll get that block punt, even though it's special teams. I mean, what a big play that was. And then, shoot, I don't know who you mentioned.
Kenny and Dean.
Yeah. Kenny coming back. Obviously, we know what he's meant to this defense, and obviously hasn't had, you know, the numbers to back it up. But that doesn't mean, you know, his impact is any less than, you know, what was shown out there today. And then Dean showcased his 5 flat 40, and, you know, I mean, you look at that and say it's the difference in the game right there. Because, you know, without a defensive score, you know, very easy could be us on the losing end.
Do you feel like you got robbed on that sack there late?
Yeah, we'll send it. got to keep padding the stats. I felt like his knee went down, though. I looked at it and saw his knee down, and the ref smugly looked at me, and that's my livelihood, you know? That's what you guys want to see, so that's what I got to deliver. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll look at the film, and you know, more so than that, it's you know, for me to get back out there, obviously feels good, and then to get a win on top of that, you know, makes it all the more better.
When Jones scored that touchdown in overtime, did you almost hear your team just go, "We got that win"?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go for it on fourth down. You know, that's why I'm not the head coach, but. You know, the way they were able to drive down the field, especially when it mattered, was huge. And then that last touchdown, you know, was what we needed. Defense was on the field, has been for the better part of these last couple weeks, you know, for a good portion of the game. So it was for them to finish it off like that, and, you know, it obviously was an ugly win, however you want to call it, but it's a win. And, you know, we're, like I said, on to Cleveland. We got 4 more to go.
You talked about how impressed you were by where Aaron was when you got to see him rehab up close. I heard Mike in a pregame interview talk about how he was throwing Hail Marys at practice.
Yeah, am I going to get in trouble again if I say something? Rob here going to mix my words to make it sound like I'm telling management what to do? Yeah. No, it actually was pretty impressive. We have a warm-up line, which we just, you know, offense, defense gets involved, and they were throwing just as high, if not higher, than what you saw in Detroit a couple years ago. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not the head coach. I don't know what his scans say, but, you know, he looks good.
Clay, for years it's been Aaron, so everyone talks about, what can a win like this do for you guys, where it's defense and a special teams, and maybe Rodgers comes back, now you've got sort of a whole team win thing going here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Aaron's the guy in Green Bay. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's the guy, you know, throughout the NFL, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now, and, you know, he's kind of carried this team for, you know, the better part of 10 years. So, you know, but for us to kind of grind these games out and, you know, specifically speaking about the defense, understand where we are and, you know, trying to force turnovers like three last week, and you know, that touchdown that Dean had this week. I think we realized we have to find a way to you know, steal a few plays here and there, and you know, hopefully that pays dividends when he is, if he is able to come back, just because, you know, I think we've you know, had to overcome a lot of adversity, and but you know, we'll see what that means when and if he does come back.
Clay, right now he's not here though. Do you think the young guys look to you at all as a veteran who has been here through a lot of this stuff, and if so, what do you want them to see?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just when we're out there on defense, you know, number one, you try and lead by example, but also just, you know, little things, whether it's winning first down or something like that, just refocusing just from being in the same position. I don't know if there's some, you know, message you can deliver to rally the troops, because, I mean, this isn't high school football. You know, you have to be self-motivated, and you have role models and everything. But I think for the most part, it's little bits of advice here and there that puts it in perspective. And I think we've got a good group of guys outside of Aaron, obviously, that have been able to do that. Well, I mean, that's huge. Obviously, when it mattered most, he was able to make it happen. Obviously, running the ball, you know, when the play broke down, and you know, getting the ball out there in a few of those passes, you know, was huge. So I was happy to see it, just, you know, from being on the field for the majority of the day. Winning that fashion, I don't know, you'd have to ask him what that means, but it was real neat to see, especially the fact we didn't have to go back out there, and we were able to go down, you know, what was it, 6, 7, however many yards it was down the field. So impressive, but like I said earlier, you know, there's a lot to correct, no doubt about it, but a win's a win.